Zok de Hilge Mishnah Vayitra Masechtes Klayim, Perik He, Mishnah Vav. We've already learned in the previous Mishnah that in addition to the Isra of planting, let's say vegetables in the vineyard, you also can't leave it there when it grows on its own. If a person does leave it there, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, it becomes Aser B'Hanah. But the Isra Hanah, for when you leave it there, depends on negligence. The Pasuk says, Pentigdash Hamaleya. We learn from there that this Isser of it becoming Hana is based on some level of, like, you just don't care. It's connected to the beginning of the Pasuk where it says, Lo Yisizricha Karmacha Kalayim. Don't plant it. Okay, so what does it mean practically speaking? It means like this. Let's say, says the Mishnah, Roya Sama sees from the distance Yerek Bekerem. He sees vegetables growing in his kerem. And even though he should have charged the water right away and rip it out, that he didn't do. But he had a plan. Amari said, Keshagiloi, when I get there, Al Katenu, I'm going to take it out. Lamaisa Mutter, it's Mutter Bana. Because he was always focused on, okay, I'm heading to do it. Maybe he could have done it with more Zrizos, but Lamaisa, there was a plan. He followed his plan. That's not called, he wanted it there. And Mimela does not become Aser Bana. But if he passed the area, you're here, take it out. He says, I'm not in a rush. Kesha Echzer, on my way back, I'll look at Tenu, and then I have more time. Oh, here? Im Hoysev B'Messayim, if it grew another 200th from then, Aser becomes Aser Bana. So two things. First of all, where do we get the Cheshm of a 200th? Which is a 0.5%, right? 1% is 1 out of 100. So a 200th is a 0.5%. And how would we figure out if it grew 0.5%? The cheshmer why we're saying a 200th is simple. While most isurim become bottle b'shishim means drop of milk falls into meat. If there's 60 times the amount of meat, it's mutter. Of course, there's a lot of other things you have to know before you give out a heter, but that's the general idea. Klayim is different. For klayim to become bottle, for a drop of klayim to fall into non-klayim, to say that the klayim becomes bottle, you would need 200, the amount of non-klayim to klayim, to say that the klayim becomes bottle. So let's say I had a vegetable growing over here. I didn't take it out when I was supposed to. I was there and I said, oh, on my way back. If I come back now and a taka grew a drop, how much grew? The vegetable that was there before I got there is mutter. The problem is only what grew afterwards, after my official negligence, after I'm officially showing it really doesn't bother me that it's here. But that little amount that grew afterwards could become batel in the part that grew before. Then it would be mutter. Unless it's a 200th more. A 200th doesn't become batel in klayim. That's why I have to measure im hoisif b'mesayim. If a 0.5% was added or a 200th was added, then it's aser. The whole thing is aser because it doesn't become batel. Now, how do you figure out if something grew a 0.5%? So Yishami says an interesting thing. The rule is whatever time it takes for it to grow and become moist and geschmack, that's how much time it would take for it to dry up. So let's say, for all practical purposes, it took 100 hours for this vegetable to grow and get to where it is now. Then if I would take it out of the ground, in 100 hours it would be completely dry. Ah, so what you do is take off a piece and see how long it takes for it to dry up. If it's going to take 100 hours for it to dry up, so you know that it grows in 100 hours. And if I know it grows in 100 hours, what do I do with that information? Simple math. That means every half hour, it's going to grow a 200th%. If it grew in 100 hours, so every hour grows 1%. Every half hour, it grows 0.5%. So if from the time I was here and I said, nah, on my way back, if a half hour passed, then the din is, it's aser. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Someone sees Yerek growing in the kerem. He says, okay, when I get there, I'll take it out. That's not really called negligence yet, it's mutter. I say he had a plan to take it out. But if he was there and he doesn't take it out, and he says, well, on my way back, I'll do it. No. This is called being Mekayim Klayim Bekerem. And if it grew a 200th after You had a chance to take it out and you didn't. It is aser. Why a 200th? Because a 200th wouldn't become potel. Therefore, the whole thing is aser. And how do I cheshbon? If it grew a 200th, take off a piece, see how long it takes to dry. How long it takes to dry, that's how long it took to grow. So let's say it takes 100 hours to dry. I know that it took 100 hours to grow. So I know it's growing at a rate of 1% an hour. Or a half a percent per half hour, which is a 200th. So if it was more than a half an hour, when I should have taken it out, then it's aser. So let me ask you something. What if I see it growing, and I say, when I get there, I'm going to take it out? By the time I got there, it grew another 200th. It's mutter. That's not called being lazy enough. You're right. Maybe he could have exhibited more zrizus and charged toward it, but he had a plan. He was on his way. That wouldn't answer it. It's only because you were there. You didn't take it out. That's when we say, this is called outright negligence. It's as if you're perfectly fine with it being there, even for a short time. And if it's a 200th, it's aser. Same is true, says the Bat Tanura. Suppose you have a fence. Because you have a fence, you can have klayim. Meaning to say it's not klayim. You can have two things right next to each other on both sides of the fence. What if the fence fell down? See, if you have no intention of putting it back, comes klayim. But if you started fixing it right away, even though it took time, even though if in that time it added a 200, it doesn't become aser banah.